Hello, I'm Courtney Vian, a senior editor with the Journal of Accountancy, and this is the Journal of Accountancy podcast. Today, we'll be speaking with Brandon Alfrey, CPA, a partner with Squire & Company in Orem, Utah, and he's going to be talking to us about how to become a thought leader. And just a little bit about Brandon, he's a graduate of the AICPA Leadership Academy in 2011. He's a member of the AICPA Council for Utah, and he's a member of the AICPA Tax Practice Management Committee. And he will be speaking on thought leadership at Engage on June 13th. So if you're going there, you should definitely check out his talk. We'll be giving you a few of the highlights today, but first, please listen to a few words from our sponsor.
Did you know 75% of people now prefer to pay by credit or debit? With CPA Charge, you can let your clients pay their bill online and you'll get the reporting details you need for easy reconciliation. AICPA members can sign up at cpacharge.com/podcast and get your program fee waived for 6 months.
Hello, Brandon.
Hi, Courtney.
How would you define thought leadership?
You know, that's a broad question. I've thought about this a lot because, you know, there's lots of different definitions that are out there about what thought leadership is and how people view it. But for me, thought leadership is, and I don't know if you can you know, quote this word for word or whatever, but I think it's more of an idea than a specific definition. But how I view it is that thought leadership is being able to vocalize ideas that inspire people to either do something better or to make a change or to improve themselves because of what you've been able to vocalize and share.
And how can becoming known as a thought leader help your career?
Well, I think it comes to your own personal definition of what being a thought leader is, right? This, I think, is where my personal definition of it may differ from someone else, because you need to really define what it is you want to be a thought leader about. If you're passionate about something within accounting, or, you know, let's say a way to help certain clients or an area of expertise that you have, or something that you're passionate about leading the profession into looking at new ways of doing things or growing or adapting new things. Those are the things that you've got to have first and defined first for yourself personally before you can know whether thought leadership is something you want to use to help further your career. Thought leadership benefits your career in that you're demonstrating things that you're passionate about, things that you're knowledgeable about, that, you know, people look to you for answers. And when people look to you for answers or look to you for ideas or for how you're doing things, your career has a chance to actually, you know, not only blossom, but probably explode exponentially if you wanted it to, because of the way that you go about demonstrating yourself as a thought leader.
So your primary motivation should not be, I want to do this for my career, but I have a passion that I want to share with others.
I'm doing a lot of reading and research on thought leadership and its perceptions and what it is. And it's interesting to read that there's a pretty big vocal faction out in the world that says thought leadership is just a bunch of people who are out, you know, to make a name for themselves and to earn a buck off of everybody else. And they just want this fame and glory along with it. And I can definitely see that. When I look at thought leadership, it's more of, hey, look, I do this because I'm passionate about it. And I spent a lot of time getting to know all sides of the issue and come out with here's what I think and why, and here's my recommendations. And it, as you truly are engaged because you're passionate about it, it's easier to step up and put yourself out there as a thought leader and you're willing to accept criticism because people are not always going to agree with you. You can stick with it because you have that kind of enthusiasm and passion for what you are talking about or what you're engaged in.
So what are you passionate about? What are your main areas of interest?
When I left Leadership Academy, it was like, oh, you know, I graduated from Leadership Academy. I should be this very, very vocal voice in the profession. And I tried to be more active on Twitter. And I tried to say, you know, these are important things that are going on in accounting. And I want to be known as someone that people would like to follow on Twitter because I have something important to say. But as I get older and I get more mature and I look at that and I think, wait a second, I actually need to be specific about the things that I want to be a thought leader in. I need to have those passions. And so the things that I've narrowed it down to that I'm passionate about or are the implementation of technology on how we do our work as accountants and what kind of work that's going to translate to in the future. The second thing I'm passionate about is how do I help us as accountants realize that working smart doesn't mean working harder. How do we really take a common sense approach to what we do so that we can help people more instead of being so focused on we always have to work harder than everybody else. The other thing that for me really drives what I do as an accountant every day is my interactions with the people that I work with as clients and the staff that I work with and the people that I come in contact with. Because I think we can get so technical in nature as accountants and so focused on procedures and steps that we don't use a common sense approach to a lot of things. Like I always tell people, I always tell the clients that I interact with that if I really sound like an accountant to you, please tell me. Because I can rephrase that differently so that you understand what I'm talking about and you are on the same page from the recommendations that I'm giving because I'm talking in your language and not talking as an accountant.
Sure. Now, when I hear the phrase thought leadership, I think of somebody like Tom Hood or somebody who had a great TED talk that went viral and turned it into a book deal. Right. So can you be a thought leader even if you're not a public speaker or you're not an extrovert?
You know, in my opinion, I think this is why I'm doing it. That's why I wanted to do this session is that I think that you can be, right? Like not all of us are going to be as eloquent as some of the people that we see on the TED Talks or, you know, people who are writing the books. I think often, no matter where we're at in our career, it's easy for us to back away and say, well, you know, I'm not really qualified to give an opinion on that. And really thought leadership is feeling comfortable with being able to give your opinion and back up why you have an opinion on it. And the more that you're willing to do that, the more you get experience in that, whatever the subject matter that is, you know, it could be something as simple as advising people on retirement plan options. Thought leadership to me is that whatever position that you're in, just being willing to take what you know and what you have experienced and share it with other people to help them benefit from your knowledge and experience.
So what if you have a subject that you're passionate about, but you're not comfortable sharing it yet because maybe, like you said, you're afraid of being seen as a know-it-all? How could someone become more comfortable?
I think if you look at it within the accounting profession, I think there's some opportunities and some avenues that allow you to have a voice without being seen as someone who's coming across as that know-it-all or someone who's just trying to put their name out there. I know for me, my volunteer assignments that I have with the AICPA and here in Utah with the UACPA gives me an opportunity to say, hey, what are you passionate about? Would you like to write something in a newsletter or something in it that goes out in an email even something, you know, something like writing an article in the Journal of Accountancy or some kind of blurb that'll go out. The other thing is to participate, in conferences. You know, Engage is a great opportunity, but other conferences that you may go to, look for those subjects that you're already passionate about and go and start to talk to the person who gives the presentation on that subject. Introduce yourself, do a little bit of networking, tell them that you have an interest in this kind of stuff. You're working on that, and you want to be a little bit more involved. You want to push something along. You have some ideas or whatever. that you want to share with people, that they often can put you in touch with, you know, certain networking groups, either on LinkedIn, you know, other kind of social media outlets that are out there. And that would be my, I guess that'd be my third area too, is look for those people that you can connect with, who share similar interests or whatever, and kind of look and see what they're doing and start to interact with them a little bit, so you can get comfortable interacting with people who are already talking about the subject, so that you can start to feel more comfortable how to approach it and branch out, and begin being more vocal in your thoughts and in your actions as trying to develop as a thought leader.
So one other aspect of that comes to mind when I hear the phrase thought leadership is originality. I think a thought leader is somebody who has an original idea or a new message. Do right. you necessarily have to have an original creative idea to become a thought leader?
Well, it's kind of hard in accounting, right? Like, like debits and credits are already thought up. I think you can look at it as, you know, what is a new way to approach how we do stuff, how we do things as accountants. You know, I've read several things on this about, you know, like rarely is there ever just one original thought. When you take it and apply it to your own personal experience, and you're able to speak from that experience, like that's your original thought. It doesn't need to be a brand new original thought that, you know, has never been experienced before, but it's taking. To me, that's what a meaningful thought leader does, is that they take their experiences and how they've developed that, they developed a knowledge or a passion or whatever from their experiences, and then communicating that to other people, so that they can say, oh, okay, that's how you did it.
So what advice would you give to CPAs who want to become known for their thought leadership?
One is find your passions. Right. Know what you're passionate about. That's first, because, you know, we talked about this during this conversation, but you'll get seen through if you try to go out and you're trying to become a thought leader. If you're not passionate about it, people will look through it and say, you know, great. They just want to get their name out there. And that's for me, number one, is that if you're not passionate about it, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. The second piece of advice I would give is that, like, really work hard to gain experience that you can share. You know, it could be a way that you work with clients, a way that you found that gets, you know, increases communication or understanding or something like that. But get really, do your homework enough to get really, really good at it, so you can share the specific experiences and not give just kind of vague answers of how it's worked for you. You know, be able to give concrete examples, because you've done it enough time after time that the process has repeated itself. Again, that just lends credibility to who you are and what you're trying to say at that point. Then, you know, probably, you know, there's probably multiple steps in between, but the last piece of advice I would give is, like, don't be afraid to open your mouth and say something. You know, there's various outlets to do it. Social media is, you know, the easiest place to do it these days or whatever, but I don't think that's the only place. You need to be willing to speak up, and teach some classes, whether that's within the firm that you're in or the company that you're in, or even in a meeting of your supervisors or partners or whatever, right? You know, be willing to share your ideas and your thoughts that you've had with people face to face. Get used to talking to people. You can email, you can write things, but at the end of the day, the most effective way to communicate what you're trying to say is to be able to do it face to face. And, you know, eventually, if you're really, really good at it, and you feel really, really comfortable with it, you can do that. And you can talk with clients, you can talk with potential clients, you can talk with people within you, you know, staff within your firm, or, you know, other leaders or people out around the profession, or even people outside the profession, and communicate clearly and effectively, because you've learned. I think the biggest thing is that you really have to understand what you're trying to accomplish when you want to be a thought leader. If you're trying to, if you can really narrow down what it is that you want to communicate and who you want to communicate it to, it's easier to become a thought leader. But if you're just casting a wide net to say, I want everybody to know who I am and what I do and why I do it, it's much harder to be recognized as a thought leader. The biggest criticism that I read about and that I would give to people of our profession, that we take that approach of trying to cast a wide net. We want everybody to look at us to say, we are all things accounting. And I know in my day-to-day work, I am not all things accounting. So why would I go out and try to represent myself as something that I'm not in my everyday life to everybody else?
Well, this has been great. Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
So Brandon mentioned writing as one way to become a thought leader. And if you have an idea for a great article, we would love to hear it. Please send us a pitch. You can email me at courtney.vian@aicpa-cima.com. And once again, that was Brandon Allfree, CPA from Squire & Company. And he is speaking June 13th at Engage. So go check him out if you're going to be there. This has been Courtney Vian for the Journal of Accountancy. And thank you for listening.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.